Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Jürgen, is Gumbert's medical underway? How pleased are you to get him over here, and what role do you see him filling for you?
I'm really sorry to disappoint you directly at the start, but you cannot talk about that because nothing really happened yet. All the decisive stuff has to happen. So it's Friday, right? If something happens, we can talk about that on Sunday.
Okay. If it is to happen, would that be the only arrival on deadline day?
What would it be?
Would it be the only new arrival on deadline day? Or are you in the market for the real?
Whatever. It's deadline day, so I don't want to kill the excitement of the people. You never know. But I'm busy today with other things. Yeah.
With that in mind, then, is Konate fit for the weekend? Obviously, he got Virgil suspended and back onto transfers. Is centre half the next area that you're looking to strengthen? Could there be a chance even that you do it today? Just thinking that obviously Virgil's.
If you could bring in a centre half for a weekend, we would think about it. No, we can't. Ibu, no, will not be ready for the game.
How difficult then, whoever plays, is it to keep Philip quiet? And obviously, the way that they've started the season, it looks like they could be a threat for the European.
Definitely. There will be. Saw the game against Burnley. We saw now, meanwhile, pretty much all the games, but I watched it when it happened. and Burnley was good, to be honest, but As Miller is a machine, counter-attack, good organized, everybody committed 100%. When they defend deep, then they defend deep with all. From there they go. I think everybody agrees when you look at Villa, the players they brought in, it makes massively sense. Have speed on the wings. Watkins up front. McGinn, super smart. Physical as well, but then really looking for these balls in behind and these kind of things. So it is a massive game, no doubt about it. And we have to play a top game to get something out of it, and we need Anfield as well. So that's what we have to make sure. I know that always depends on the way we play, a little bit at least, and we have to do our part, but I know the people are ready to do their part, especially after last weekend. And after that is international break, so we could make a good start into, or turn it into a really good start into the season, result-wise. A massive 115 minutes in between now and then.
And sorry to ask once again, but just to check, has there been any offer at all for Mo Salah as yet? And I take it that your position, the club's position, remains the same as regards if an offer were to come in.
Total position remains the same. Absolutely, no doubt about that. We cannot. That's how it is. But nothing else to say.
No offer.
Not as far as that I know, but that doesn't mean a lot, to be honest.
Thank you. Morning.
Hi.
Just on one other team news, just wonder about Thiago and Curtis Jones.
Yeah, Curtis is back in training fully. Thiago not. Thiago had a little setback. Started training with the team and had a little setback, so we have to slow down there a little bit. It's not cool for him, it's not cool for us, but it's how it is. And Thiago will use the international break for that then, obviously, to be up to speed, I'm pretty sure. That should be hopefully enough for him then. And all the rest, until now, all the rest is available.
Last week's game was what was it had on Darwin, because I guess strikers obviously thrive on confidence. What impact has that had on him?
Yeah, massive. That's clear. That's what he wants, what we want. It's exactly how it should have been, being a massive threat. You could, of course, see it the next day. But everybody could feel it. This game was massive. It was. And the way it happened, all these kind of things, it looked for a while, for 10, 20 minutes, like everything goes against us. Not destiny. We had our hand in that. But how the boys fought out of that was pretty impressive. And so now we should try to do that with 11 players. That would be helpful.
Yeah, and overall, without knowing what's going to happen today on deadline day, how would you assess the business with the incomings that you've had and the balance of the squad right now that you have now? Have you been happy with how it's
going? Yeah, yeah. Look, it's like that. We pretty much have to reinvent the team. We have to the midfield is now already and will be completely new. Over the last few years, we had to do the same with our front line. The most stable area is obviously the last line, but now not because of the injuries and the suspensions. But we had to do that in a season where we didn't qualify for last year we qualified for the Champions League, but this year we didn't, which has a massive impact. That's how it is, and I know people expect it to be different, but it's how it is. And so I really think we did good business. The players we brought in are really good, will help the team, will even get better. And I think especially for Maka and Domi, everybody could see that already. For Endo, it's a massive step, massive change in the way he used to play and the way we play, so that needs obviously a bit of time to get there, but it's no problem. And so I really like the team, not to say I love the team. When I look at it before we start a game, and you see you look at the lineup, and you look at the option on the bench were in the last weeks now a bit young, but that even that is great. I think everybody loves it when Dog is coming on and when he's having his minutes in these kind of games. All the boys, Stefan is back in full training. So yes, we got younger, but we had to. We are less experienced, but that's normal. But we are full of desire, and that's I love this team.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Jürgen, obviously, in a different scenario, you'd have Virgil van Dijk available, but he's not because of the red card. Does, however, give an opportunity, if selected and if he's fit to play, for Trent to captain the side, presumably. So, a proud moment for him, because I don't think he's actually ever captained Liverpool at Anfield before.
Did he have it? Did it? Oh, he did it last week, you mean. for me it's a bit difficult to think myself in that situation. I was captain for a long time, not at a club like Liverpool, but it was more work than honour, to be honest, as far as I remember it. But probably it would be a massive honour for him, but thank God he could practice it a little bit last week, so he might not be. He's used to the different weight on the left arm, I think. That's it. Could happen. And if it happens, he's ready for it, I'm sure.
How How impressed were you with him last week, the way he kind of navigated his way through the game after that difficult start?
Yeah, super. I think a lot of people would have thought, and I thought as well for a minute or two, do we have to change him? Do we have to make that change already? And I'm very happy that I didn't do it, and I'm even more happy that how Trent got through this game, because it is difficult. I think we all agree that everybody in the stadium, besides the Liverpool fans, wanted him to go off as well, like in the next situation, and pretty sure it would have happened if Trent would have given anybody the chance to do so. So yeah, that was a big step in his development, absolutely, to keep his calm, to even to step up in the game, because he was really in it. He was super important defending in the defensive part before the first goal. It's not now the most. That's not a pass everybody will remember forever, but it was a sensational pass through the lines. Diogo, Mo, bam, in behind, these kind of things, or Mo, Diogo. So it was like this. So yeah. How I said, we learned already a lot this season. People learn more, but we have to use as well already what we've learned so far.
Go.
Just go back to the midfield question. Just wondering if you could evaluate how the dynamic and the skill set has changed with the midfield you have now compared to the midfield you had
last. We will see that. So natural skill set, the thing is obvious. But we had to replace and to change the most successful midfield in the younger history of this club. So, Fabinho, Henderson, Milner, Gini Wijnaldum a few years now ago, and all had big parts in that team. Like, yeah, Naby, Oxley, they all played big parts in that midfield, and in our best periods, I remember that here you faced, or you asked me the question if we are enough of a goal threat from this midfield. when we scored all the goals from the front line, I think we have much more goal threat in midfield now. That's definitely the case. But the work rate these guys put in, the stability they gave us, that was second to none, and that's what we have to create as well, definitely. We will see how we do that, because we can play different systems. We have to think about that during the season, definitely. But we are still early in the season, and we have to find into the season. And you do that not with 12 changes in 4 days. You do that with keeping things like they are and going from there. And that's what we do in the moment. But we will keep our eyes open. What is the best for the specific lineup? And then we will adapt. But I think it's clear we have... other players we brought in have real quality in young and in a super way, really excited about the opportunity of being here. So that's a cool mix.
Any more for the open?
Sorry.
Mark, go.
I was in the
Chef
said yesterday that he doesn't feel the Saudi League is a threat to the big...
Sorry, well, who said that?
Alexander Chef.
Oh, that's our president. Yeah, then I can play alone here. Oh, cool.
Yeah. But your club has been more unsettled than most this summer by standing, because you've let the two players go. You've had interest in Alisson and Mo. Do you think Jeffrey's right, or do you think you're going to have to be prepared for this to happen in January, it's happening next summer, in terms of these clubs being looking at your better players?
I don't know 100% yet, to be honest. But I don't think the Mbappe and Haaland example is a really good one. If he took it like that, or you took it out of context, I don't know. I didn't see what he said. They are that young and earn already properly. That's a different thing. But I don't know how sustainable it is, how long it will stay like that. I don't know all these kind of things. But I think the next 2 weeks will show how much of a challenge it is, because whatever happens there, obviously, nobody can react anymore. That's something I think UEFA, whoever, should have an eye on to sort that, because we all have to protect the game, and we want, and it's not a league or whatever, it's the game. And obviously, I love all my players who play now in Saudi Arabia, and usually I would watch them, but I didn't see anything yet. So maybe you can, I don't know exactly where, but it's not like that, that it distracts me now from my watching habits. We have to make sure that these European leagues, and his UEFA boss, that they stay as strong as they are, and for that we need always, we always can help from these kind of things, like changing rules slightly, adapting rules, making some laws, whatever the laws or rules will make sense, which makes sense. We are all a bit surprised, still probably in that sense, by the activity from Saudi Arabia, but it happened a lot, and a lot of players went there, and that improves the league there definitely. And the moment it's like, okay, I said I didn't watch it yet, but that doesn't mean I will never watch it. It just means so far I don't know where to find it, and that's the situation. So I don't know where it will lead to, but it feels rather, and more important things than that, but rather like a threat or a concern than not, to be honest, because I can't see how we really can deny it in these moments, in these specific moments. Well, what can we do? Say no, and then that we can do that, but that's the difference between the contracts here and the contracts there are that big that is that case that causes problems, definitely. 100%.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.